Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Hey guys, I'm just sliding into the feed with a bonus little bite-sized mini clip from part two of my life lessons of a very big year personally. Now, if you are after more from the Frey, if you love reflective episodes like this one, if you really enjoy getting more out of the guests that we've invited to share their wisdom and their life lessons and their experience and all of that good stuff, if you basically just are obsessed with podcasts and you want more to listen to, and you love not having to worry about ads or sponsorship, then may I suggest you treat yourself to the Venti membership. For the cost of a cup of coffee per month, one takeaway coffee per month, you will get at least 4 bonus Frey podcast episodes, often more. We have some really great stuff coming for you. January is all about our best life reset, with episodes curated to help you kickstart 2023 to be the very best year for you yet. We also have a big focus on desire in Feb. We've got a sealed section episode, lots of juicy conversations that are going to change the way you think, feel, and the things that you long for in life. In March, we're going to have a mindset makeover where it's all about helping you to streamline your thoughts and support yourself so that you continue to grow and evolve. And that's what the Frey is all about. The Frey is about you getting the choice. You get to choose the threads that you pick up and weave a life from. So enjoy this couple of minutes from part two of my life lessons. And if you want to hear it all, make sure you sign up. You also get access to that whole back catalog of episodes we have there. Make sure you listen to the first episode ever, because it is an interview with Jordan, who has worked for me for 4 years. And she really does not hold back. You're going to hear about a side of me that you might not have heard about before. So to join our Venti membership, simply click the link in the show notes. And as I said, for the cost of one coffee per month, you're going to have bonus episodes. We've got meditations coming, so much good stuff. Let's get stuck into this very short sneak peek, I can't speak today, end of year exhaustion, of part two. Welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm talking life lessons, part two. So hopefully you have listened to part one over on the main feed, where I shared with you 12 of my top lessons from the year 2022, and I have 10 more to share with you here. So I think that this has been quite a big year for me personally in terms of kind of, I was going to say, coming full circle in a lot of ways. You know, when you go through yucky times in life and then you feel like you're on the up, and everything feels like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, I get why things had to be so bad. And I feel like, okay, now this is my time and I get to really enjoy things. I feel like I'm there. I feel like this has been the year for me where it was like moving house at the start of the year was so symbolic of a fresh beginning. And that fresh beginning and new habits and new thoughts and new feelings and new experiences has really just continued on and on and on in so many different ways. I feel like I'm ending this year particularly content, which is a really nice thing to say, because I haven't been able to say that in years. Even just saying it out loud now and being like, I haven't said that in years, it makes me feel sad, but it also makes me feel incredibly grateful for the fact that I do get to feel this way right now. And of course, nothing is guaranteed. Things can be fleeting, but right now, everything feels very good. So, I have 10 more life lessons to share with you, and it's a continuation from that part one. So, we're going to kick off with number 13. Okay, so a big lesson for me is I had to realize and learn and sit with and just understand that I won't be too much or too anything for the right person. In terms of dating in the last couple of years, I really refined, I guess, my standards and would realize when I was kind of changing my behavior or, yeah, just leaning towards something, like molding myself in a way to try and please someone. And I really got to a point where I was like, you know what? I would rather someone doesn't like me for who I am versus likes me for someone I'm not. And so that's been a big thing for me, is like, I won't be too much, too annoying, too sensitive, too much hard work, too anything for someone who wants to be with me. Whereas I think in the past, I've kind of personalized it and been like, oh, it's my fault. And it's such a female thing to do. It's such a, yes, it's so central to our experience as women that often we shoulder the blame, we shoulder the responsibility for the outcome of anything, even when it's got nothing to do with us. So that's been a big one. Next up, number 14. All right, click the link if you want to hear the rest. We have such a variety of episodes over there, including an episode with a guest who I just adored, Abby Medcalf. You might remember her. We had an episode recently where she spoke about like the number one reason why relationships fail. Abby actually stuck around and recorded another episode with me where she shares the 5 signs of a healthy relationship. And let me tell you, I was taking notes. Speaking of notes, if you do want to listen to the rest of this episode, you're also going to hear me share a bit of a personal resentment reflection. I had to clear it with Brendan and make sure it was all good if I shared it in the episode, and he said it was fine. So jump on over, have a listen, enjoy those bonus episodes, particularly if you do have time off. Maybe over these holidays, you're going to get a chance to go for those walks on your own. You're going to get a chance to listen to more of the episodes that you want to hear. Maybe, like me, you're going to get stuck into cleaning out some closets and you want some new stuff to listen to. Link is in the bio, and I really hope you enjoy our Venti membership. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you going to make a move? Are you going to come and see? Whatever you want to do, you know it's cool with me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.